وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. هذا كتاب الأدب المفرد للإمام أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله، باب الثاني وسبعين بعد ثلاثمائة، باب حزن يرحمك الله، باب حزن. قال رحمه الله: حدثنا علي، يعني المديني، قال حدثنا عبد الرزاق قال أخبرنا معمر عن الزهري عن سعيد بن المسيب، عن سعيد بن المسيب عن أبيه عن جده أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: ما اسمك؟ قال: حزن. قال: أنت سهل. قال: لا أغير اسما سمانيه أبي. قال ابن المسيب: مسيب، فما زالت الحزونة فينا بعد، فما زالت الحزونة فينا بعد. وأخرج أيضا الإمام البخاري بسنده قال: حدثنا إبراهيم بن موسى قال حدثنا هشام بن يوسف أن ابن جريج أخبره قال: أخبرني عبد الحميد بن جبير بن شيبة قال: جلست إلى سعيد بن المسيب أو مسيب، فحدثني أن جده حزنا قدم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: ما اسمك؟ قال: اسمي حزن. قال: بل أنت سهل. قال: ما أنا بمغير اسما سمانيه أبي. قال ابن المسيب: فما زالت فينا الحزونة بعد، فما زالت فينا الحزونة بعد. هذا الحديث أخرجه أيضا الإمام البخاري في صحيحه. يجد أبوه في أدب المفرد أو في إمام أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله شابتر 372، باب حزن، باب رفض أو رفنس. From سعيد بن المسيب أو المسيب، related from his father, from his grandfather Hazan ibn Abi Wahab, that he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what's your name? He said, Hazan, Hazan, Raf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are Sahal, you are Sahal, you are easy. He said, I will not change a name which my father gave me. Ibn al-Musayyib commented, roughness, al-hazuna, roughness, remain among us thereafter. Prophet must remain among us thereafter. In this hadith, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to change some names. And we already learned that's when the names are for those living ones, not for the dead ones. Someone's name, his father's name was showing a wrong meaning and it should be changed, but that father died, that man's father died, was not being changed, or his grandfather or the like. But it is the names which are being changed is if the names, the people who have been, that have these names are alive. Is that understandable? Okay. So Sa'id al-Musayyib related from his father, from his grandfather. SubhanAllah, family narrated one another from a hadith, another the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. A man is teaching his son what he heard from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and that son is also teaching his son, which is the grandson of the first one, what he heard from the Prophet ﷺ, for what he heard from his father, from his Prophet ﷺ. So Salaf used to teach their kids the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So he said, from his father, from his grandfather, Hazm bin Abi Wahab. Hazm bin Abi Wahab. Adha, Maftuha, Zay, Sakina, Wanun. Hazm. Hazm. Diddu Sahal. That he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet ﷺ asked, what's your name? What's your name? He said, Hazm. يعني رف. That's the meaning of the word Hazm. And there is hadith, Allahumma, لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إن شئت سهلا. It's not وأنت تجعل الحزن. حزن is another word. That's griefness. But hazn is mada, roughness. It was very rough. Yani it's not easy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal, you are sahal. Nay, you are sahal. You are easy. Means change that name. From hazn to easy. Anta sahalun. He, Hazm said, I will not change a name which my father gave me. Then his grandson, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, the great Tabi'i, rather they call him Sayyid al-Tabi'in, the head of the Tabi'in. Na'am, Alim, big scholar, he said, roughness remain among us thereafter. Roughness remain among us, meaning the family thereafter, because their grandfather refused, didn't change the name. Didn't change the name. He liked to remain with the name of Hazm because his father named him. Some people is very noble to them that this name was given. It was given them by such person, by his grandmother, his grandfather, or his father saw the name in a dream. Naam. Yes, that's what happened. Some father, they sleep and they see in a dream that the son you will have, his name is such and such. And they stick to that name. My father named me and he saw this name in a dream. المهم, but what happened here is the تابعي سعيد المسيب says ما زالت الرفنس حزونته, يعني حزونته, the roughness remain among us thereafter, which is a proof that the name has some effect on the person. And Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah has a chapter, he talk about that issue, how the name affected the person. So when this Sahabi, he preferred to keep the name, that name, the name or he was named by his father, then that's the result. He and his kids remain upon roughness, as his grandson Sa'id al-Musayyib says. Also, يعني in this hadith, that easiness is better than roughness. Easiness is better than roughness. This is unlike the understanding of some people, that roughness and harshness, it shows seriousness, it shows goodness, it shows يعني, braveness. That's not the understanding of Islam. Yes, braveness, يعني harshness has some, يعني braveness always is likened, but not to be misused the braveness in a way you turn into a flying person who doesn't think properly and doesn't look the consequences. Some people, they say, we brave, and they throw themselves from tall mountain. This is not braveness. So, but the braveness, nothing is wrong with it. If it's not misused, but the harshness, there's something wrong with it. It's not the origin. In certain cases, the origin is easiness, as the Prophet mentioned in many other hadith. And therefore, he changed it, wanted to change the name of this Sahabi, but the Sahabi stick to his name because his father gave him. And the hadith also, that Prophet Muhammad SAW can be understood when he command, this was Amru Irshad, was an order of guiding, not Amru Ijab, not an order of command, an order of Irshad, guiding the person to the best. If he take Alhamdulillah, if not, it goes back to him. And a guidance and a command which is a mandatory. Both is narrated. And ulama mentioned the verse of writing, the depth is from that angle. It's Amru Irshad. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. So if you debt, if you borrow someone from something, يعنام, he lend you. Allah commands here, is Amr, to write it down. The ulama, they say, this is Amru Irshad. It's a command of guiding to the best. Which means if someone doesn't do, he is not sinful. You can say, Akhi, I'm not writing down. I trust you. Bring that money on that specific time. Person can do it. In this case, it's not sinful. But what's more better is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala amarahu amra irshad, a command of guiding. Is this understandable? Na'am. When Prophet said, تزوج الولود الودود, marry the woman who has a lot of children and makes herself love her husband. Amru Irshad. In case you marry another woman, يعني, you're not committing a sin. Something permissible. But what's more better for you is this. Al-Muhim. So we shouldn't misunderstand that the Sahabi, the noble Sahabi, Prophet of Allah command him and he say no, la. Is he understand that Prophet Sallam, he's calling him to that which is more appropriate, more fitting. And to him, he has that feeling to keep that name which is special to him because his father named him. And the Prophet Sallam, he left him. But what happened? The consequence is there. That the family remain after that, a rough family. So Ibn al-Musayyib, he wished that not to happen. He wished to have his grandfather to take the advice of the Prophet. So this is very important to remember how names are very important. So therefore, upon the father to make sure they choose good name for their children. Yes. Now, if the mother asks to name the name, yes, the father should let her. Now, some mothers may stick to them to be those who give the child the name. Yes. The father, he let them, but with a condition, the name to be a good name. If you find the name is a wrong name, the name chosen by mother, maybe sometimes her sister chooses, her uncle chooses, which may look certain way the names. Some of them, they may want strange names. Allahu alam. Some of them may even choose the name of a dog. Naam. So here the father doesn't say, oh, she is the mother, or she has three rights, let it lap. It's upon him to choose for the child from the good names, because that will affect the child. And the father is going to be responsible. Naam. So therefore, if the father is scared, misunderstanding, miscommunication between him and his wife, especially if she is in the state of delivering the baby, feeling pain and the like, it's not a bad idea to choose for her certain names, to give to her like 3, 5, 10 names, 20 names, which all is chosen by them, by the father of the child. But still, she feels she chose too. She's the one who pick up. So in this way, there is hikmah. Beauty, Allah gives the wisdom who he wills. You reach your goal to make sure the child has a right name. But at the same time, you make the mother feel happiness and joy. She's the one who chooses the name. Is this understandable? Nah, but the point is to know it is on the father to make sure his child chooses good name. And he shouldn't say he doesn't care. There is no doesn't care. There is care. Allah will ask you. Any hardship, difficulty your child go through, and you can help him, can help her, then you will take the responsibility. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, wa anfusakum wa ahlikum naru. And as we are in this chapter, Prophet Muhammad he changed many names, including the disobedient, al-as, and he changed it into muti', obedient. Naam. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب اسم النبي صلى باب اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنيته أو باب اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنيته. أستير. You know the difference. باب اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنيته or باب اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنيته. Babu ism al-Nabi, not Babun ism al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. The ulama said both can be. Can. Nahwu is. Then they have a way to deal with every sentence. So nothing is wrong with. You can say Babun. Ala annahu khabaru li mubtada mahdhuf. Hada Babun. Ism al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qiryatuhu. And then you make taqdeer. Or mumkin you make babun. Wahakala. Naam. Or you say, babu hada khabar limbutada mahduf hada babu ismi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can say both. Al-muhim. Babu al-thalith wa sabi'in ba'd 300. باب اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنيته. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا محمد بن يوسف قال حدثنا سفيان عن الأعمش عن سالم بن أبي الجعد عن جابر قال: ولد لرجل منا غلام فسماه القاسم، فقالت الأنصار: لا نكنيك أبا القاسم، لا نكنيك أبا القاسم، ولا ننعمك عينا. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له ما قالت الأنصار، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحسنت الأنصار، أحسنت الأنصار، تسموا باسمي ولا تكتنوا بكنيتي، تسموا باسمي ولا تكتنوا بكنيتي، فإنما أنا قاسم، فإنما أنا قاسم. Chapter 373. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet's name sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his kunya. What's kunya in English? Yes. Nickname. You don't have in English. Yes. You have laqab. Very good. Laqab is nickname. So you don't have kunya. لقب the nickname. نعم. Is nickname bad or good? It depends. Yes, that's true. So some nicknames are said by mothers to their kids, يعني hoping, wishing good for the child. I know little kids, they call Sheikh such such. They call Sheikh such such. Or they call a very dark person, white person. Yes, it happened. Yes, they say one Somali black person went to Egypt and his name is Ahmed Noor. Ahmed Noor. And many names. Ahmed Noor. Ahmed, who is light, shining light. And then the taxi driver asked him, what's your name? He said, my name is Ahmed Noor. And he looked at him. He said, Ahmed Noor? He said, yes. Where are you from? He said, from Somalia. He said, okay, if your dark one is, if your light one is the, is you, is like you, how your dark one is looks like? He took the word, the meaning. That is a light person. So he said, is the light person among you, is like you, how the dark one looks like? So they didn't name him because of the meaning. They name him for some nickname is, I mean, is good. It's meant good. And some of it is laundering. Someone has deficiency in somewhere, يعني, or not deficiency, but Allah created him that way, his handicap, and Allah, and they give him bad names. Or he lost his teeth, and they give him bad names. Because of that, he dislikes, he doesn't want to hear it, but still they name it. So this is a laqab, nickname. Kunya is not that. Kunya is Ummu Sajwan, Abu Sajwan. Yani, the father or the son of such such person. Another one's name is mentioned. Which is good. The kunya is good. Prophet ﷺ has a kunya as in this hadith, and this Sahaba has a kunya, and Shaykh al-Albani, Allah, Sheikh Al-Albani, he says he blamed non-Arabs for not having kunya. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, he blamed the non-Arabs in general. Most of the human beings are not Arabs. So he, rahimahullah ta'ala, blame them not having a kunya. So it's good to have the kunya. To have a kunya. Barakallahu fi. Therefore, me, I prefer not to be said Imam Khalif. I like Abu Abdullah. Imam Bukhari kunya. Imamullah. Abu Abdullah. Jazakumullah khair. Tayyib. Al-Muhim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter is the Prophet's name sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his kunya. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jabir bin Abdullah, said, one of our men, meaning from Ansar, had a son and named him Al-Qasim. Al-Qasim. So the son is called Al-Qasim. And if the son is called Al-Qasim, his father will be called what? Abu al-Qasim. The Ansar said, we will not give you the kunya of Abu al-Qasim to make you happy. We will not give you the kunya of Abu al-Qasim to make you happy. They maybe find out when he named his child Al-Qasim, that his expectation is people will call him Abu al-Qasim. So when he named his child Abu al-Qasim, the Ansar, Sahaba from Ansar, from his tribe, they say, we will not name you Abu al-Qasim to be happy, we will not. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him what the Ansar had said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Ansar did well. Name yourselves with my name, but do not use my kunya. I am Qasim, the distributor. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed what the Ansar ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim said, that they will not name Abu al-Qasim, therefore he should choose another name for his child to have then the kunya out of there. Is that clear? Prophet sallam, he affirmed. And this is the hadith or the proof of those of ulama who see the opinion not to have the kunya of Abu al-Qasim, period, anytime, anywhere. And some of them say, no, that's when it's not joined the name of Muhammad. When it's joined the name of Muhammad. So the father is Muhammad and the son is Qasim. Some would say here is where it's not allowed. So in this hadith, we don't know. Was that Ansari's name was Muhammad? Or his name was not Muhammad? Then if his name was Muhammad, then that opinion makes sense. But يعني, it may have a way, a proof. But if his name was not, then the hadith itself is not helping them. And some ulama said, no, that was only the time of Prophet ﷺ. After that, person's name can be Muhammad and he can name his son Qasim. And he can be called Abu al-Qasim. Because the reason is, Prophet ﷺ said this when he was in the market, as we had that hadith. And someone said, Abu al-Qasim, Ya Abu al-Qasim. Prophet ﷺ, he turned around thinking he's being called. Then the man said, I mean that man. Then Prophet ﷺ said, take my name, don't take my kunya. طيب. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى Prophet ﷺ said, أحسنت الأنصار. أنصار did well. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا قفطر عن منذر. Is it fitr or fatr? I do not know. They say the hardest thing to guess the vowels are the names. The hardest thing to guess the vowel of it are the names. Not the verbs and the letters, is the names. Because the verb you can guess it. If it's ذهب, and there is no vowel, you can guess ذهب, is ذهب, because this word is known. But when the name, you can't guess it. It can be فطر, it can be فطر, it can be فطر, it can be anything. Therefore, the ulama, they care about the names. ضبط أسماء يعني والكنى, they vowel it. They say بفتح كذا, بفتح المعجمة وسكون المهملة, and this. المهم, الله أعلم. What the English interpretation says, ماشي. عن منذر قال: سمعت ابن الحنفية يقول: كانت رخصة لعلي. قال: يا رسول الله، إن ولد لي بعدك أسميه باسمك وأكنيه بكنيتك؟ قال: نعم. ابن الحنفية said: there was an allowance made for Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said: Messenger of Allah, if I have a son after you, can I call him with your name and use your kunya? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. So some ulama says, as the mu'allif mentioned here, this was allowance for Ali. And some ulama say it's general. After Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Ali, he asked, Ba'dak, after you, if I have a son, can I call him your name? And can I have your kunya? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا عبد الله بن يوسف قال حدثنا الليث قال حدثني ابن عجلان عن أبيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نجمع بين اسمه وكنيته، وقال: أنا أبو القاسم، والله يعطي وأنا أقسم. From Abu Huraira said, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade anyone to have both his name and his kunya. He said, I am Abu al-Qasim, Allah gives and I distribute. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade anyone to have both his name and his kunya. This is the opinion of those who say what's not allowed is to combine. Every ulama has a proof. You see that? Every ulama has a proof. يعني for what they say. But which one is strong? That's another issue. It needs you to know all of their, each group's proof, and then to see if you can understand it in a collective way, which you not neglect any hadith, but at the same time, you have a, you take an opinion based on all the hadith. Because if Sahabi, if one of the ulama, some of the scholars take this opinion, and there is another hadith, again is the opinion, then now there is a deficiency in that opinion. But when you take an opinion, and no hadith again is your opinion, now you're the one who get the right answer. Is this understandable? So someone shouldn't stick to one hadith, while there are other hadith contrary to that understanding, because the religion should be understood collectively. And this is what happened to the Ahlul Bid'ah. The ulama mentioned they deviate the appeal of Ahwa because they take a portion of the Adil and they neglected the other part. This is the most of their cases. Instead of taking all of it collectively, understanding it collectively, they take one. In a way, there is a clear adilla contradicting what they using as a proof. The Prophet ﷺ never contradicted because he says upon revelation. So therefore, it should be understood his hadith يعني in a collective way. طيب, last hadith in this chapter, قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا أبو عمر قال حدثنا شعبة عن حميد عن أنس قال: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السوق فقال الرجل: يا أبا القاسم. فالتفت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: دعوت هذا. فقال: سموا باسمي ولا تكونوا بكنيتي. إمام بخاري رحمه الله, out of his wisdom, he conclude this chapter with this hadith from Abu Huraira said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا, Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عن أنس رضي الله عنه, I don't have that in English, from Anas رضي الله عنه said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السوق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the market. فقال رجل, a man said, يا أبا القاسم, أو أبا القاسم. فالتفت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned around. He said, look at the man. Because as we had, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he talked to someone, he used to face him. He was not used to talk to a person facing the other side. This was from his al-adab. Adab was suluk alayhi salam. He used to face the person. So, فالتفت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, then the man said, دعوت هذا, I call that. I call this or that. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, سموا باسمي. Have my name. Name yourself. My name. With, ولا تكنوا بكنيتي. But do not have my kunya. Do not have my kunya. So if this Sahabi would have said, would call someone called Muhammad, oh Muhammad, it shouldn't be an issue based on this hadith. But here it is because he named that person Abu al-Qasim. Naam. So al-Muhim, this is the opinion of the ulama who said, we look the reason in which because of it was forbade to have the kunya of the Prophet. This hadith indicate that. It's because it caused confusion. If that confusion is not there anymore, now, Prophet died, then they say nothing is wrong with having both the name of Prophet and the kunya of Prophet. And this is a strong opinion. But at the time of the Prophet, was not allowed to have Abu al-Qasim, the kunya, even if the name of the father is not Muhammad. Is this understandable? That is the strongest opinion. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ بَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. If there is any correction, بارك الله فيكم. نعم الله خير. الله أكبر الله أكبر. بس الله يرزقنا أولادا صالحين. نعم, the person if he has a son, alhamdulillah, as a name, as long the name doesn't show a wrong meaning, doesn't show a bad meaning, doesn't show, يعني the name is open. You see some Muslims who changing their names, everyone is changing. You don't have to. If it doesn't show bad meaning, you don't have to. Alhamdulillah, you can change. It's permissible. Even though it doesn't show bad meaning, you can have better meaning. Good meaning for better meaning. Yes, you can have one of the Sahaba's name. Your name is John. John is not bad name, right? John, what is it in Arabic? Yahya. It's not bad name. But if you choose to take the Arabic word, Yahya, is more appropriate to free from confusion. Now, some people, when they see you drive a lesson, they may think you are not Muslim. And you are, alhamdulillah, a big Muslim. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu sallam, ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Question, can you have a kunya if you don't have kids? Yes. Yes. And the proof is that Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Sallam, used to be, had the kunya, Ummi Abdillah. And Ummi Abdillah, Aisha ta, radiallahu ta'ala, anha, qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, had in his kunya. She didn't have a child. Amazing. Some people, they claim that Ahlul Sunnah and the Shia are upon the same religion. If you see what Shia are doing, by the way, Sheikh Fawzan was asked, what is the ruling of those who say the Shia, our brothers, Ikhwanuna, the Shia, he said, Wallahi laysu bi akhwanina. Wallahi, by Allah, they are not our brothers. And he said, we free ourselves from that statement and from those people too. SubhanAllah. When you see that Shaykh Fawzan, he swear upon Haqq with your eyes. You know, the day of what they call the day of Ashura, what they did, do you know it? They get together on the streets. A'udhu Billah. On that street, on the street, where cars, people everywhere, najasa, blood, their dirty blood. What's written on is the name of Abu Bakr, Umar, Aisha. Highway. So you walk on. When somebody walking, you also step on the names of the Sahaba. What religion are they upon? Atba'ul Furs, the followers of Persians, not Islam. And they have, Iyadan Billah, they have pieces of papers and the like written on the name of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and they burn it. Worst thing I saw from the worst thing is that they have this thing. And then it's like a flag or a piece of cloth. And they write, oh Allah, A'udhu Billah, curse Umar. Then Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Umar, then Aisha, then Umar, then Hafsa, then Umar. You see, they hate all of them, but who they hate the most? Umar. Why? This is the real reason. This is the bottom line. All this is because of Umar. Because he's the one who destroyed their kingdom. He's the one who destroyed their kingdom. The last king the Persian Empire had is called Yazdujr. Yazdujr. This Yazdujr, who killed Umar? This Yazdujr daughter, who took as a booty and gave to the son of Ali radiallahu ta'ala Hussein, is Umar. She was a slave girl. She was given to, even though she was the beginning a king, queen for those people. But this is how she turned to. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave her to who? To Hussein ibn Ali. So they hate Umar the most because he's the one who destroyed the fire worshipper empire. Then why they too much obsessed with Hussein? In a way he's saying, Labbaik ya Hussein, into the house, Kaaba. Labbaik ya Hussein, this is Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Why? Because Hussein is the one who married that woman who was their queen. He's the one who married. That's why they honor Hussein. Why do they honor the 12 imams? They call there are 12 imams. They say are the family members of Prophet Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt, they say what they mention in their evil book, Kafi, they say such, alayhi salam, alayhi salam, alayhi. They give it the title of the prophets because they believe they are better than the prophets. These 12 imams, from where? The first one, from where is from Hussein, Hussein's son, Ali. His name, Zain al-Abidin. Zain al-Abidin is the one who married that woman. So from there, to everyone who descend from him are the 12 imams. Because of that woman. So therefore, the Rawafid has nothing to do with upon Islam, nothing to do in Islam. In reality, they are ignorant. Layman, na'am, if you call them to the sunnah, they may accept inshallah. But this manhaj is based on kufr and disbelief. It has nothing to do with Islam. Therefore, they are their own Kaaba. What they call that, their own Kaaba. And what they come to Mecca and Medina, wallahi, they come only to harm the Muslims. When you are in Mecca, the adhan is being made. Prophet's message, sallallahu alayhi wa Adhan. Those who are in Medina years know that. You never see them coming to the Jama'ah. Whenever Adhan is made, before the Adhan, they are in the Baqi', they are on the graves. Grave of this, or grave of this, or grave of this. And they're crying, and they're crying. Then after that, The adhan is made, they go. They go to the masjid they call Masjid Ali. Salah finish, you see them praying individuals. Sometimes they do tuqiyatan, they pray behind the imam. That they repeat that salah, they don't believe to be sound. A'udhu billah. What up, what Islam? Yeah, all of it is based on cursing Abu Bakr Umar. What Abu Bakr did to them? Why they have problem with Abu Bakr? Why do they have Umar, a problem with Umar? This is reality. Why you target the biggest of the Muslims after Prophet Muhammad? What Umar did is known. Umar time, Abu Bakr time, no war between Muslims. Only Kufar and Muslims. Umar time, the same thing. No war at all. Only Kufar and Muslims. Even Umar was not killed by a Muslim. Umar, because he didn't oppress any Muslim. He was not expecting. When he was killed while he was leading Fajr prayer, he said, is the one who killed me Muslim? They say no. He said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Because Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his dad Umar, he feared Allah so much. Yani he fears if the one who killed a Muslim, he may have a way. So since he's a disbeliever, khalas, he only kill him because of Islam. The Rawafid, the worst of a human being on earth, they believe after the Prophet Muhammad, they believe was Umar. That's why they repeat, he say, A'udhu Billah. So ala kulli hal, al-Rawafid wa ha'ula. And they used to hide, but today they openly expose many of their kufriyat. Back days when the general layman people, they hear Hezbollah, 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 Israel, America death. This is what they sell to the people. This is their slogan everywhere. Death America, death Israel, death. Layman, ignorant. They say, oh, they're sincere, they're strong, they stand firm. They only fear Allah. This is not the case. Hada nifaq, hypocrisy. And it's not new in Islam, someone to say he is a Muslim, to do some activity, to build even what he called masjid, but not for Allah, to lift fight Islam within Islam. And the first masjid is the known masjid, Masjid Dirar. What is the ayah? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ سبحان الله. Allah mentioned that there is a group of people in Medina. They had a masjid dirar. What's dirar? Harmful masjid. Harmful masjid. Allah named it dirar. Why they had it? These people, they came to the Prophet ﷺ before he got Tabuk. They said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, we have a masjid. We build a masjid because we far from your masjid. The elders, the weak, they cannot come. So we build a masjid on our area, somewhere in Medina. We want you to come there and pray there. Prophet ﷺ said, inshallah, when I come back, now I'm going to outside, traveling, when I come back. Prophet said, when he was on his way back, Allah revealed these verses. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching his Prophet ﷺ was in the breasts, in the hearts of these people. Because Prophet ﷺ doesn't know that. Allah said, اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا. They take masjid of disbelief, of kufr. مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And a masjid of division among Muslims, dividing the Muslims. Because when they have that masjid dirar, they will have a group of Muslims going there out of, with a good intention, with that is close to. And now they use those to be against the true Muslims, the Muslims. وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Also, they using that masjid a place of gathering them with those who fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger. So it's a center and it's a defense, it's a place of gathering for the kuffar. This is their real goal in this so-called masjid, which is Masjid Dirar. What also Allah mentioned, وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَرِسَالَ لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَ. And they will swear by Allah, they want but only good. They sincere. This is the only reason. So the Muslim is weak who cannot go that far masjid to have a close masjid. You see that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah witnessed that they are liars. So now, you shouldn't be deceived with the Shia masajid, what they call masajid, are masajid of darar. Masjid is of darar, of harming the deen, harming the Muslims, dividing the Muslims. Even though they say, we did this for Allah, and they keep on repeating, Hezbollah, Ansarullah, everything Allah, everything the enemy of Allah. It is not new. Shaitan is the one who started to misuse the name of Allah. When he said, when Allah said, Abu Shaitan waqasamahuma inni lakuma lamina nasi. The devil is weird by the name of Allah that he is sincere for our father Adam and our mother Eve. Was Shaitan sincere for our parents? Oh, he swear by the name of Allah. All these we are being taught, we shouldn't be deceived with the names. Ulama, they say, Al-Ibra bil-ma'ani wal-haqa'iq la bil-alfadhi wal-mabani. The consideration is the realities. It's not the words. So when they say Islam, Islam, and in reality you come, they have nothing to do with it. Shirk, worshiping the dead, believe in those two Alif Imams control the universe. They know the answer. Believe in that, A'udhu Billah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mistake, A'udhu Billah. That's what the Shia believe. These are their books. They call authentic. Na'am. So they are upon another path. Call them to Islam. Call them to Sunnah. Of course, the ulama, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he says, this is general. When it comes to individual, he says, need to be taught. Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh in his book, Sharhu Fadl al-Islam. Sharhu Fadl al-Islam of Sheikh Muhammad Wahab or Fadlu Sharhu Usul al-Iman. One of these two books, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh explained, he says, this general rule, when it comes to individuals among them, he said, he need to proof, establish the proof against him, to teach him. Yes, you do it this too because you love the family Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is not the way to love them. It's a wrong way. Don't be misguided. Those who brought this are kuffar. To fight Islam within Islam. Other than that, how can you say you can attach yourself to Islam and you are cursing the wives of Prophet, the family of Prophet? You are cursing those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened Islam with them. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and the like. How can you claim you love the family member of Prophet ﷺ while you calling them, worshiping them? Is labbayka ya Hussein? Are you making hajj for Hussein or are you making hajj for Allah? Ittaqillah ya akhi. Review your religion. Alhamdulillah. Someday accept the sunnah. Na'am akhi. Last. Abdullah ibn Saba al-Yahudi wa Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. Two men founded them. One is a Jewish who claimed to be Muslim. And he was the one who behind the group who said to Ali himself, oh Ali, you are Allah. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. And Ali, he burned them. This Jewish man who claimed to be Muslim but had that evil agenda. And the other one is called Abu Lu'lu Al-Majusi, that's from Persia, from fire worshippers. Those are those who are behind the Rawafid, yes. These are a Jewish man and a fire worshipper man. Who they gather on to fight Islam. تشابهت قلوبهم. تشابهت قلوبهم. All the enemy of Allah had the same heart. So their heart to get together, and then this is the way they, so they are on the same. Yes, they are kuffar. Up to today, that's what they do in it. Up to today, the kuffar, the different kuffar, wherever they are. Cow worshippers, Jesus worshippers, alayhi salatu wasalam, they don't worship Jesus, they worship Shaitan. And the Jewish and atheists, all kind of kuffar, they all in one angle, one face, one side to fight the true Islam. That's what they hate, Salafiyun. Salafiyun, Salafiyun, Salafiyun. They erase the Sufiyah. Sufiyah are easy Muslims. They erase those who claim in the name of Islam will have nothing to do with Islam. What do you have a problem with the Salafiyah? Yes, it's just because of the Tawheed, because of the Sunnah. فأزكى الله الكريم تكيب أسابه السلفية وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.